the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Hallelujah. And be glad in it. Yes, yes, yes. How are you, friend? My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio on this 18th day of November 2012. And if you're new to Sunday Worship, we are a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Yeah, there's no other way of doing it. That's right. We try to saturate this program in the Word of God and lifting up His name. I sure am glad to see you again this week. Are you having yourself a good weekend so far? Can you believe that Thanksgiving is just this week, just a few days away? Unbelievable. It feels like it's coming early this year, don't it? Unbelievable. Well, friend, we are continuing our series today, our third and final part of our series entitled Being Thankful. Yeah, so we're going to be focusing on that leading up to Thanksgiving. So I hope you can join me for the next 30 minutes as we continue to focus on our theme on being thankful right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Every high
Yes, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hey there, it's Joey Kroll, continuing our series entitled Being Thankful. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I love that scripture. In her book, Let Me Be a Woman, Elizabeth Elliot records the story of a friend who had great difficulty accepting the looks that God had given her. Well, everyone this girl knew had grown beautiful golden hair. Hers was black. And while they were all still growing, she had stopped. She grew to only to be about 4 feet, 10 inches tall. Eventually, she reached the country to which God had called her to be a missionary. So one day she stood on the ground in Shanghai and looked around at the people to whom he had called her. Every single one of them, she said, had black hair, and every one of them had stopped growing when I did. She was able to look to God and exclaim, Lord God, you know what you're doing. Amen. Amen and amen. Friend, I think we need to be grateful, knowing that God knows what he's doing. We are not the ones in control, but he knows what he's doing. And friends, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we know that all things, no matter how bad they are, work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Friend, we have so much to be thankful for. Focusing on being thankful on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Call upon
what a beautiful song. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Well, happy Sunday. Yes, this 18th day of November 2012. It's Joey spending some time here with you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. Our weekend was pretty good. Not too bad. Didn't do too much around the house, but I think I picked up some dealing with allergies or something. My throat is just kind of dry and just kind of blah today, so I got some some good old sweet tea here next to me, so that will keep me company for the remainder of the program today. But no matter what kind of weekend you're having, I pray that it's a Christ-centered weekend, and I pray that you have a chance to really just saturate yourself and the love of Jesus. Amen. Hey, friend, we are continuing our series today and actually wrapping it up entitled Being Thankful, because Thanksgiving is, yeah, just right around the corner, just a few days away. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that beautiful? How beautiful it is. Friend, we are talking about being thankful today. And if you're just having one of those weeks, one of those days where you just feel like you have nothing to be thankful for, but praise God that we do have something truly to be thankful for, because it is the love of Jesus. It is the love of God that just overwhelms us today. So friend, if you feel like you have nothing to be thankful for, be thankful and grateful and praise Him that there is nothing, friend, nothing that can separate you, me, or anybody else between us and the love of God. There is nothing in all of creation that will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is not what I have said. That's not a poem that I made up myself. That is from the Word of God, the Bible, the truth, official words of our Creator, God. From Romans chapter 38 and 39, reminding us that we have so much to be thankful for. It is because the love of Jesus overwhelms us, and therefore we are thankful. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger, so rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
Yeah.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer.
When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
That's right, you are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Well, hello there, friend. It's so good to see you. I pray that you're enjoying your weekend. It's Joey spending some time here with you. And today we are wrapping up our series of being thankful, because Thanksgiving, can you believe it already? It's just a few days away. How in the world did that happen? I have no idea, but I am dreaming of, though, of that turkey and that gravy and those mashed potatoes and just that, all that extra butter on there too, and some pumpkin pie. I'm about to praise God here in a second, man. Just keep talking. So looking forward to Thanksgiving here this Thursday, and I'm so blessed to have you along with me today for Sunday worship. And like I said, we are continuing and wrapping up our series on being thankful. In Luke chapter 17, verse 11, it says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This man who came back, this Samaritan, was healed by Jesus. It says they were cleansed in verse 14 of Mark chapter 17. But when he came back to Jesus, after seeing the miracle that he did in his life, he shouted out praises to God. He didn't care who was around. He didn't care what other people thought. It says in verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. Friend, do you praise God in a loud voice? Not caring who's around, no matter how unsophisticated you may look. Do you praise God? Do you thank him for the miracle in your life? Friend, I don't know about you, but there are miracles in my life weekly that God comes through on. The fact that I get a paycheck, the fact that I live in a home, that I have a family that loves me and I love them, and the fact that we have 2 cars in our family. And not only that, but we have a house for our cars, which is called a garage. I don't know about you, but I'm praising God in a loud voice because I am so thankful for what he's done in my life. Focusing on being thankful right here on Sunday worship. listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there, it's Joey with you on this 18th day of November 2012. That's right, Thanksgiving is just a few days away, and I just want to encourage you. I just feel led to just share this a little bit. If you lost somebody this past year, you lost a close relative, a close family friend, or maybe even your spouse this year, and Thanksgiving, just the thought of it, is just, without this individual in your life, is just overbearing. I know a lot of people are going to be having a lot of empty seats at their table this Thanksgiving. And friend, if you're one of them, know that in the name of Jesus, I am praying for you. That I am praying for you and I am lifting you up, especially this week. If there's anything you need from us, please contact us anytime. All our contact information is on our website at greatnewsradio.org. Friend, I pray that you enjoy your week. Have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Until we meet again, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.